97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Friday. We're happy about that. I bet you are as well. We've got Jamie Lisso in studio with us, and he is at the St. Charles, the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles. He is there now this weekend. Well, not now. He's here right now. Tonight at 7:30, Saturday at 9 p.m. I think that tonight's show sold out completely?
I heard tonight is sold out.
Okay.
And then tomorrow early is sold out.
9 p.m.
And there's some for the late show. You know how you guys say, thank God it's Friday? I go, thank God it's Monday.
Yeah.
Because I work all weekend, but I like my job.
So. Sure. STLfunnybone.com for tickets. Go check them out and pack that room. It's going to sell out fast. So if you are interested in going, I've gone myself. It is absolutely worth the time. I promise you'll have a fantastic evening. It's very funny. STLfunnybone.com. All right. Are we ready to do Wiggins America? Are you ready?
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The bee or not the bee.
All right, Ryan. Jamie's right. Going to play with us, too, today. This is fun.
Yeah, so we have three people to vote on whether or not these are real stories or they're satire from the Babylon Bee. I'll read the headline, then you guess. Here you go. KJP, Corinne Jean-Pierre, claims video where she said Biden video was a deep fake was also a deep fake.
Sounds like the Bee.
I got the Bee on that one.
Jamie?
I'm going to say not the Bee.
Do you think that, like, because I don't think Joe Biden's going to be the guy. I don't think there's any way he can be the nominee.
I agree.
People are like, oh, it would take so much to it's like everything we do is unprecedented now.
Yeah. There's no way. How could he possibly? You know how they show presidents before and after when they go into office and they get really old? What would his next picture look like if this is what we're going?
Yeah.
What would be the after? It would be a before and after life.
I remember those pictures up when I was in grade school, and you'd see the beginning and the end.
Yes.
Because they'd do them for every president.
Remember Clinton?
Time.
It was insane.
Yeah, and Barack Obama, too.
Yeah. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't in grade school with Barack Obama, just for the record.
Very aged.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Not the Bee.
So you guys are not the Bee. Oh. Jamie says it. Wait, you said not the Bee now.
Yeah.
We're going now.
Okay. And Brad's saying the Bee. All right. Members of the White House press corps proceeded to play a clip of the video from a day earlier, which appeared to show Jean-Pierre labeling the negative Biden clips as deepfakes. This is you, said one reporter. It's the Bee.
It's the Bee. Okay.
We were here. We listened to you say it. Deepfake. Jean-Pierre said tersely as she cut the reporter off immediately. You're a deep fake. You're deep faking right now. This isn't happening. I'm not here. I'm not saying these words right now. Don't look at me, deep fake.
Why? What's the difference between a deep fake and a cheap fake?
Cheap fake is a new term used by White House talking points.
I think that a cheap fake is a meme.
Is a cheap fake to advance an agenda? And a deep fake is just like, let's pretend Tom Cruise is doing something. I don't know which one's
I heard Harris Faulkner say, I think it was on Outnumbered yesterday, that she had a guest on who was like, deep fakes are felonies.
Mm. Oh.
So like the Tom Cruise thing, I think those are deep fakes.
Right.
I really do think that, you know, like my favorite one of the parachuter one was where before Joe Biden completely turns around,
you hear
the ice cream truck music. Yeah. And then he just
kind of that's really
and
good.
And then you see the ice cream truck pull up. He's a very happy man.
I found out my whole marriage was a deep fake. It was right from the vows.
Not a cheap fake, though.
Yeah, I should have known from the vows. She was like, in good times, and that's it.
Wait, there's more. No, not at all.
Well, that was kind of a long pause there, Pastor. All right, next one. Best way to honor Trump, his face on a $500 bill.
Why $500? Is there a $500 bill? I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Jamie?
I don't know. I don't have any $500 bills. I would not put it past Trump. This one's not too bad. I'm going to have to go not the Bee on this one.
I don't know the story.
I don't know either.
Usually I've seen these if they're the Bee.
This feels like this is a not the Bee one.
I'm going to be different. Say the Bee.
It is not the Bee. This is a real story. Arizona Representative Paul Gosar introduced a bill earlier in June pushing the Treasury to start printing $500 bills again.
So they existed in one point in time.
They did exist, this time with a portrait of Trump in the place of President William McKinley.
Oh, no, not McKinley.
I know.
A bridge right over here. What are we going to name that? Trump Bridge? Okay.
He served the top job from 1897 until 1901 when he was assassinated.
Oh.
Earlier this month.
Poor guy.
Florida Representative Greg Stubbe introduced legislation also to change the name of parts of the ocean surrounding the U.S. after Trump. That is all real.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys, how easy must it have been to get girls if you were on the dollar bill? Like if you were, like if you're George Washington, you're like, oh, who's that on your bill?
Your dream is a $1 bill?
I guess. I'll be honest with you. It's the only president bill I was 100% sure was on it.
I guess it depends on where you're picking girls up at, yeah. too.
Who's on the 50? The guy.
Yes. It's not Harrison.
Grant.
50?
Grant
50? Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson on the 20 is the one that everyone always talks about.
That's
replacing.
Right.
And Benjamin's hundreds.
He would know.
Benjamin.
Yeah. I'm all about the Benjamins, baby.
A Lincoln is a
Who's
five.
On the two? Richard Simmons?
It sounds like a president. I'll say yes.
The B.
Yeah. Yes. I'm locking that in.
Can you imagine getting a Richard Simmons $2 bill?
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, we got Richard Simmons on the
think
mind
this
for
is real.
You got
I don't
one?
Think this is real. Oh, yeah, we got a whole bunch more. Here we go.
You know, if you gave a $2 bill to a kid at McDonald's, they're cashing that sucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's as good as money.
Absolutely.
They're probably going to give you a 10 in return.
Do you know I got the other night somebody gave me a bunch of $2 bills?
Yeah.
I go, this person stole this from their grandparents.
I was just going to say, how old was this individual?
It was
it
a
Joe
young
Biden?
Person. I go, they don't know the value. That's my favorite. When a kid loses a tooth, I go $2 bill.
Uh-huh.
Because you can use the novelty to not spend $10 or $20.
Inflation.
My daughter said to me the other day, I'm divorced, so I have them sometimes. We're going to sleep, and she goes, hey, Dad, on the off chance you're the tooth fairy, you got to put $5 under the pillow.
You're like, but have
on the
you
off chance.
Heard of a Simmons $2 bill?
That's right. That's what you're getting.
You're
going to
get a Simmons.
Did you spend, what'd you guys do for Father's Day?
So I went to a concert called Summer Smash. They call it that because it feels like you're just getting hit with a hammer the whole time. It's a rap concert. I did it for my son. He's a teenager, and so I don't get as much time with him as I used to.
Sure.
It was 3 days, 10 hours a day. Outdoor festival, extreme, and it was Father's Day weekend, and I sincerely feel like I should have been the only one to get the number one dad mug this year. I think the rest of them should have been number two.
Was this rap festival like inundated with father-son experience?
I was the oldest person there by so far. There were 100,000 people there. It was filled with like fun times, and then it was evacuated for high wind at one point, which involved just like thousands of people breaking down. It was terrifying. No cell service, so I couldn't keep track of my kid who was up front. It was very stressful, but I felt like I really put in some.
This was Father's Day?
It was Father's Day.
Was this your idea or your
son? It was his idea, but to be fair, I love Lil Yachty.
Okay.
And Lil Yachty did perform on Father's Day. So it wasn't exactly
seemingly
what I wanted.
Seemingly for you.
Yeah. My kids think that I put them so first that I think my kid thinks I might have gone without him to this concert. Like he thinks I like it so much because I let him play his music and like I'm just trying to stay around.
It's really important to look at the actions of your kids through their intentions and not the surface level thing.
Exactly.
Because they have a very self-centered worldview. They're kids. They're supposed to. As a
Absolutely.
Parent, you're supposed to break them of that. You still got a little work to do.
Yeah. And I would like to say in general, if you like music, I would not go to an outdoor festival.
No.
It's the most challenging to get the sound right. It's too hot. There's like so many problems, but they did have, I don't know if it's still going on, but you could get a slice of pizza for $18. I don't know if that's,
sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if that's on special or if
was
there's
it
a limit.
Good pizza?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Have you partaken in any St. Louis foods? Do you know about St. Louis foods?
I'll be honest with you. I'm embarrassed that I'm kind of a loser and I often don't get out of my room a lot. What am I missing?
Have you heard of Emos?
The alternative kids?
It's more like an alternative pizza.
If your hair gets in your eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the type of pizza.
Have you heard of Provel cheese? Provel.
I don't think so. I love a cheese.
It's St. Louis style pizza.
Where do I? Oh, okay.
What about toasted ravioli?
I've heard of toasted ravioli.
That's
I have
ours.
Not. That's yours.
Yes. That's a St. Louis thing.
Wow. What is it normally, ravioli?
Like squishy with sauce?
I'm not trying to be critical, but
I feel like
they just changed the preparation.
It is.
Okay.
But we just do that here. It's breaded, fried, and then you can dip it in marinara sauce.
Well, that sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
What's your favorite place to get toasted ravioli?
I mean, Emo's is like the number one St. Louis way to do it.
Okay.
But most places around here on their appetizer menu is going to have T-Ravs is what we call them.
I love T-Revs.
I saw your face and I felt it. But like everybody listening is like, yeah, T-Revs.
Yeah.
That's what you call it.
That's true. I didn't think about it at all until you reacted.
I thought Annie made it up because she's in such a hurry. She didn't have time to say the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I got like T-Revs. Maybe 3 minutes or so left.
She calls it Sunny D.
Yeah. I do enjoy some S&M though, spaghetti and meatballs. It's...
That's not a thing.
That's obviously what I meant.
No,
that's what that means, right?
I understood.
I've always thought that's what that meant.
Yeah, you got to go into Illinois to get that.
We're all from Illinois.
Right. Among the truck stops.
That's the joke you did when we were the first time. It was, what's the PTs?
I
don't know where you're going with this.
Do you remember that part?
I remember now. PTs, I talked about strip clubs.
Not really. You didn't really talk about them, but you used PTs as a way.
It's all coming back.
A way to talk about
the strip club was called PTs, and I was like, I think
P's
I know what the P and the T stands for. I remember.
But you used it the whole set.
I remember,
and I think that was why I never ever really stopped laughing, because it was like
it was a whole theme.
Really funny naughty jokes for parents to enjoy when their kids might be present.
Yeah, that all happened in the moment where I was like, this would be amazing if that's how we could, if we could just use letters, right?
Yes.
I was eventually asked to leave P&T because they told me to put my D away. It's jokes like that. You remember. It's totally clean. Nothing was set.
Right.
My 14-year-old son right now is looking at my husband going, he like, you know how like they get it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my daughters, they won't. Well,
yeah, your 14 years like, why did he take his dog into PT?
Takes his dog everywhere. He loves him. We'll leave home without him. Oh, you want to do another article before we break it?
Yeah, here we go. California bans private defecation.
I think that's the B.
Yeah, same.
It's gotta be the B.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I wrote this one just because I thought it would be funny. In a procedural move usually designed to break budget stalemates, California legislators have banned going to poop in private.
So this is not the B?
In a sense, it's not the B. I just added one because I was like, I want more material. In solidarity with California's unhoused peoples, California residents will now be required to defecate out in the open, said Democrat Representative Ken Pouch, who then whispered to a colleague squatting in the corner, don't worry, Congress is exempt.
Very good. As per usual.
Sometimes when I see a porta potty, I just go behind it. I think it's actually a better place to go to the restroom. Just
it's
use
cleaner.
It as, yeah, just use it as to obstruct the view.
Imagine being a woman, a female. I mean, you can do that these days.
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. I talked to my fiance. We talk a lot about women. I feel like the guys have it so much easier in so many ways. Like,
yeah, why do they want to be women?
Great question. Do you think, though, it's because they get to cheat the system? Like, having a baby, is anything more challenging and more difficult?
No.
But then you just go, isn't that offensive to just go, like, I'm a woman now? And you go, well, you didn't do...
It's the most offensive.
It seems very offensive.
Jamie Lissa at the Streets of St. Charles Funny Bone, stlfunnybone.com. Tickets are going fast. Go get them. Jamie, thank you.